Sister Floralba Rondi was born in Pedrengo, Italy on December the 10th, 1924. She was the chief nurse in the operating room at the main hospital in Kikwit. She had been in the country since 1952, a period of more than 43 years. Sister Floralba had returned to Kikwit in 1994 after working in Kinshasa for 6 years treating laboratory patients. As the Ebola virus took hold of her, she thought that it was just a case of typhoid, and so she planned to return to Mosang to get back to work with her leprosy patients. But the deadly disease took her first, and she died on April 28, 1995, at the age of 71. Alessandra Ghilardi, another member of the Sisters of the Poor, was born in Bergamo, Italy on April 21st, 1931. On September the 8th, 1952, the birthday of the Blessed Mother, she accepted her religious habit and took the name Sister Clarangela, and was later sent to the Belgian Congo in 1959. Trained in obstetrics, she worked her entire ministry in Kikwit, Mosango, and the Tumikia missions. Now, Sister Clarangela had spent the last 30 years of her life in the Democratic Republic of Congo, but on April the 29th, 1995, she fell ill, and it was thought that she had a hemorrhage fever. But she died, however, on May the 6th, and 2 days later, they discovered it was from Ebola. Sister Dina Rosa Belleri, born as Teresina, entered the Sisters of the Poor when she was only 21 years of age. Her first assignment was at a marine hospital in Cagliari, and for the next 17 years, she served in the Mosango Hospital Center. It was in 1983 that she was transferred to Kikwit, where she cared for lepers, tuberculosis victims, and every other illness or injury imaginable. As the Ebola virus took hold of the area, Sister Dina Rosa remained in her post. She was determined that she was supposed to be there just as their founder, Blessed Luigi Maria Palazzolo, had taught. She continued to work until it was impossible for her to stand. She died, however, from Ebola on May the 14th, 1995. Celeste Ossoli, from a young age, knew that she wanted to serve God. She told her parents what her desire was, but her father opposed her decision of entering religious life. But after some time, he relented and gave her permission. So she joined the Sisters of the Poor on October the 5th, 1953. From then on, she was known as Sister Analvira. Now, Sister Analvira took her vows at the age of 20 and was sent to the Belgian Congo on November the 1st, 1961, where she later suffered from tuberculosis. She fought hard to recover and managed to get into obstetric school in Rome. She finished and returned to Africa. She worked in the Congo and delivered 30 to 40 babies a day. And because of this, she was honored with the nickname Woman of Life. Sister Analvira became the Provincial Superior of Africa. The position required her to travel many places to visit the missionary communities. When Ebola struck, her dear friend, Sister Floralba, was stricken. Sister Analvira immediately traveled by jeep over 500 kilometers, which is 310 miles, just to be with her. As Sister Floralba died on April 28, 1995, Sister Analvira, unable to escape the clutches of Ebola, died on May the 23rd, 1995. Maria Rosa Zorza was born in Palosco, Italy on October the 9th, 1943. She was the youngest of 7 children. Her mother died when she was only 2 years of age, and so she was then raised by her maternal grandmother. From an early age, Maria felt called by God, and this is where she entered the Congregation of the Sisters of the Poor on September the 1st, 1966, taking the name of Sister Vitarosa. She was then sent to Milan, where she studied to be a nurse, but deep down in her heart, it was her deepest wishes to help take care of the poor children in Africa. On October the 20th, 1982, she was sent to Kikwit to work in the civil hospital. When Ebola hit, Sister Vita Rosa did not seem sick like the others. She was hurrying about doing her best to help the suffering. When asked if she was afraid, she would answer, "Afraid of what? If in the church, Jesus Christ calls you, accept to serve him with all your heart." Sister Vita Rosa died from Ebola on May the 28th, 1995. Anna Sorti was born on June the 15th, 1947 in Bergamo, Italy. She was the youngest of 13 children, of whom only 7 survived, and both her parents died a year apart in 1956 and 1957. These losses caused her so much grief and she fell away from her faith. She began to get in trouble as a teenager, but then she took charge of her life at the age of 19 due to the influence of the Sisters of the Poor. It was at the age of 19 that Anna decided to enter the convent. Taking the name of Sister Daniela, she professed her perpetual vows in 1974 and was then sent to Milan to study nursing. Sister Daniela often thought that she might have a short life. In a letter she wrote on March the 23rd, 1995, she said, "Time passes quickly for everyone and we must be prepared because we do not know the hour or the day when the Lord can call us." She finished by writing, "Stay in joy because love asks for love." Sister Daniela worked in Tumikia but volunteered to go to Mosango to help with the sick there. She contracted Ebola her first night and was transferred to Kikwit, where she later died on May the 11th, 1995. 1 month shy of her 40th birthday. Tutto ciò che